Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arterius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
28403.
All right, thank you, sir. And what's your name?
Jonathan Mahan.
All right, it's short for J. Mahan.
Yep.
All right, can you verify your address, please, for security purposes?
2980 Midtown Way, apartment 303, Wilmington, North Carolina, 28403.
Very well. I'm explaining this to you real quick, Mr. J. This is due to the Dyson vacuum. And see, once you entered into that contest for that Dyson vacuum, they do weekly drawings for those Dysons. But it was stated in the terms and conditions that the account will be billed for other offers. And that offer was a meal plan app that came through to your email. That app mainly focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar, has videos, tutorials. If you're into cooking, then it's right down your alley, sir. But that's what that charge is for, came along with that Dyson.
No, when I signed up for it, it was saying $4.99 for shipping and that I had already won the Dyson. It didn't say anything about $59.95. So
yes, it was stated in the terms and conditions. Yes, sir.
Well, I need to be reimbursed for that because it said $4.99 where I signed up and that I had already won the Dyson. So, you know, it's just false advertisement.
Let me ask you this. What if I can go in and get you $20 taken off of that charge and still have you in the weekly warnings for that Dyson?
I just don't want to be subscribed to anything like that. You know, it just seems really fraudulent.
Yes, sir. It's not. Everything is stated in terms of conditions, but I'll go in, put that cancellation toward the account. It would dish out your cancellation code. I'll provide it to you. It'll take effect immediately, Mr. Mahan, and we'll be through, sir.
All right, I appreciate it.
No problem. If you got pen and paper, then I can go ahead and give you this code because it's done generated.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Hold on 1 second, sir. And I'm going to get this information sent to your email also.
Okay.
All right, sir, and I do want to let you know there is a $5 refund access fee, and I can get that $54.89 returned back to your account. You'll see it within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, sir, it's just due to really trying to get it back to you a little quicker.
Yeah, it's really tight on bills, single dad, and I'm barely going to make rent this month. I was like, oh, no.
I don't blame you, sir. We were able to get that $54.89. I'm glad you caught this at the time that you did then, sir. So if you're ready, I got this cancellation code for you. No, it'll take effect immediately. And I'm sending that information to your email, sir.
Okay.
You're ready for that code because it's sent to your email. I still want to verbally give it to you if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's C as in Charlie, 92063384.
All right.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hahn, well, I do thank you, sir. All the way around the board. This account is closed. I thank you for calling customer support. So you have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you for calling.